When I was in my mid-30s, I became an avid reader, something I'd really never done a lot of. And at that period in my life, I was reading a lot of books, a lot of fiction. I was reading books that most people read, and I had avoided reading in high school and at university. 35 years old, I'm reading Moby Dick, which I think a lot of people read when they're in junior high. And I went on and read War and Peace and most of the works of Charles Dickens. And I just voluminously consuming this classic fiction. And I loved getting caught up in these incredible stories. Awesome stories. I became one of those book people, you know. I had stacks of books here that I'd read and stacks of books here that I was waiting to read. And then at one point, I put all of that on hold. I put all of those stories on hold, and I decided just to reread the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And previously, I'm sure some of us have tried this, where you take the Bible and you decide you're going to read it from cover to cover. And you start at Genesis, and you there's this commitment that I'm going to work my way all the way through to the end of Revelation, and I never got very far. I would lose context. I would just feel overwhelmed and intimidated, and at that point, Father Mike Schmidt had invented the Bible on podcast, so I just gave up. But the Gospels have always been very approachable. And so what I did is I set out on this plan, deliberately slow, walk through the Gospels, reading maybe a chapter a night, sometimes less than a chapter, where Tolstoy might take 500 pages to describe the most minute of minutest details. In the Gospels, sometimes so much can just be said in just a couple of lines of Scripture. And so I would read every night before bed. And the first thing that I noticed was, and maybe re-realized, is what an incredible story this is. This is the greatest story ever told. And the difference is, this isn't fiction. This is not fiction. This, the Gospels, this stuff really happened. Gospel means truth. And I would fall asleep at night reflecting on the mysteries of Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful exercise. The second thing I noticed was how meditative this can be. Words or phrases would jump off the page. And the Word of God, in doing this, it stirs within us. And I would fall asleep meditating on the Word of God. And I specifically remember coming to this reading. There are various moments that have always seemed very powerful for me in the Gospels. Jesus coming down the shore of the Sea of Galilee, personally inviting, calling Simon and Andrew. I think a whole book could be written just about those, about that encounter. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. Just sit with that for a while sometimes. This encounter, this powerful encounter, immediately. From a historical standpoint, we don't know a lot about Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew. We know they were fishermen, boats, nets, Sea of Galilee. But in terms of really what was going on in their hearts at that moment, we don't know. Were they happy? Were they sad? Were they fulfilled? Were there significant challenges in their life? Were they, you know, what was going on? But what we do know, if they were anything like us, an encounter with Jesus Christ, hearing the Word of God can change everything. And some of us know what it's like to live out there without having heard the Word of God. Some of us, personal experience, know what it's like to live out there for years without following Him. And it's not easy. Something is missing. And our first reading talks about that. In the prophet Isaiah, talking about gloom, darkness. Without God, it's dark out there. Without God, it's dark in here in our hearts. And Isaiah is foretelling of a time when all of this is going to change for the whole human race. The light that's going to enter the world. And we just heard about that light entering the world a few weeks ago at Christmas. The light of the human race, the light that shines in the darkness. The light is the Word of God. Jesus came and that Word became flesh. Today in the Gospel, this light, this Word of God, reveals Himself to Andrew and Simon and changed their lives. Immediately they left their nets and followed Him. It doesn't say everything in their life just got perfect at that point, but the trajectory of their life clearly changed as a result of this experience. A new sense of purpose, peace, direction. What happened to them can happen for us and should be happening for us. It's available to all of us, this deeper, more effective experience with the Word of God. 3 years ago, Pope Francis issued a motu proprio saying that the third Sunday of ordinary time, that's today, be devoted to the celebration, the study, and the dissemination of the Word of God. This is a perfect reading for that. Our call today is to commit to that. I mean, today, like any other day, we're supposed to be listening for the Word of God, but today, even more so, we're reminded of that. Celebration, study, dissemination of the Word of God. Maybe some of you will try this read the Bible every night thing. The Gospels, it's very effective. And I don't know if any of you have had this experience. But imagine you're at home, you're reading the Gospels, and a word or a phrase just seems so significant. And it's exactly what we need to hear. And it's like, wow, that was exactly what I needed to hear. And you think, that's so important that how come I never noticed that before? And you wonder, did someone sneak in my house in the middle of the night and put that in my Bible? And I doubt it. Because the font wouldn't match and it'd be in pen. But this is the Word of God meeting us where we are. When the student is ready, the teacher appears, I guess. We hear the Word of God. We'll hear the Word of God in reconciliation back in that confessional. That is a powerful place to hear the Word of God. It's not the priest that forgives our sins. It's Jesus Christ that is forgiving our sins. The priest is acting in what's called persona Christi, in the person of Christ. That is a close experience we can have with Jesus Christ. And just like Simon and Andrew experienced that invitation, come with me and I'll make you fishers of men, that personal invitation, regardless if we strayed from the faith, that welcoming home, the voice of God saying what He may say to us in there. We hear the Word of God in the Mass. This is a great place. The first part of the Mass, this liturgy of the Word, we hear the Word. We hear an Old Testament reading and a New Testament reading and a Gospel reading and Psalms and hymns and canticles all the way through the first half of Mass. Be open to hearing that in the readings. Be open to hearing it in a homily. Just a couple weeks ago, there was a priest right here giving a homily, and I could have swore he was speaking directly to me. I was sitting right over there. And I really don't think he wrote his homily saying, this is what Deacon Dave needs to hear. But you know what? The Holy Spirit, the voice of the Lord, I think we should be open to that. The second half of the Mass, after the liturgy of the Word, we have the liturgy of the Eucharist, the liturgy of the body. Be open. The Word became flesh. We come forward. We're invited to come forward to receive the Word of God at a supernatural level. Jesus was very clear about this. So when we're reading readings like today, like in today's Gospel, and reflecting on these incredible moments of history, if you take time to wonder what it would have been like to have been there, we don't have to do that because it's happening right here, right now. I wonder what it would be like to be right here, right now, recognizing what's happening right here, right now. This is our story. This is our story of God coming to us, inviting us, and the story is unfolding in our lives. The Word of God is our light and our salvation. So be present. Study, disseminate, and celebrate the Word of God.